Here they come. They're riding fast and they're riding hard. It's time for excitement and adventure in the West with Bobby Benson and the B-Bar-B Rider.
B-Bar-B!
For today's exciting story, The Queen of the Cowgirl. On a highway some miles north of the B-Bar-B Ranch, a powerful-looking convertible towing a horse trailer pulls up where a narrow dirt road crosses the concrete.
This is as far as I can go with you, Kitty. It's only about 3 miles down that road to the ranch.
Oh, is this a lonely place? I bet there isn't a good nightclub or a restaurant for 40 miles.
Forget about nightclubs. You'll lead the simple life from now on until we're ready to release the picture.
Well, I don't like it, Snapper.
It's in your contract, kid. You should read the small print. Now, I'm going to brief you.
Okay.
You ride into this ranch, you tell them who you are. Kitty Kerrigan, a film actress who wants to spend a few carefree weeks on a real ranch.
Well, I got that part, Snapper, but haven't you any details on this guy who's going to fall madly in love with me? The guy I'll marry in the last reel?
Well, I didn't mean it myself. Didn't want to be seen around too much. After all, if the papers find out this is a publicity stunt, they won't play it up on the front pages.
Well, yeah, but what's he like, Snapper?
My agents tell me he's the only bachelor ranch owner in this part of the West. That's why we picked this ranch.
Oh, what was his name again?
Oh, it's an easy name to remember, so don't forget it. It's Bobby Benson.
Howdy, boys. This the B-Bar-B?
Huh? What? Why, yeah, sure. This is B-Bar-B.
Ma'am, it was the B-Bar-B until you arrived. But sure, it's heaven now.
My, who writes your script?
Huh?
Is there anything, just anything, we can do for you?
Perhaps. Is the owner of the ranch around?
Not right now, he isn't.
Oh. Well, you see, I wanted to arrange to spend a couple of weeks here. I'm so sick and tired of the shallow life of Hollywood. I want the peace and quiet of a real ranch. Heavens, what was that?
Oh, probably one of the boys shooting at one of those eagles that's been attacking our calves.
Ma'am, you said you wanted peace and quiet. This here is the place for it.
Oh, dear, I forgot to introduce myself. I'm Kitty Kerrigan.
Kitty Kerrigan?
Uh-huh.
Not the beautiful movie star Kitty Kerrigan in person.
Oh, now, just think of me as a simple cowgirl who wants to get away from it all. Happy, carefree, riding the range. Alone.
It's fine, except for the alone part of it. I'll have to go along with you, ma'am.
Oh.
Yes'm, to protect you from the mountain lions and wolves and bears and coyotes and wild pigs and such.
And the rustlers and horse thieves, gun runners, smugglers and ordinary everyday bandits.
And the rattlesnakes and scorpions and tarantulas.
Yeah, and the prairie fires and blizzards and floods and other things like that.
My goodness, no volcanoes?
Well, we ain't had any lately. But this is Texas, ma'am. And if we do have a volcano, it'll be a Lollapalooza.
Hey, here comes Tex. You can tell him you're visiting with us for a spell.
Hey, Tex! Wait till you hear.
You'll never guess what's happened.
Howdy, man.
Oh, Mr. Benson, I'm so glad to meet you. I'm Kitty Kerrigan.
I'm pleased to meet you, ma'am. I've seen your pictures. They're mighty fine. But I think
you know, Mr. Benson, I've heard so much about you.
Well, Miss Kerrigan, I think I better explain...
And when I decided to get away from it all, I had my manager look for the perfect ranch for a real rest. He told me about you and the B-Bar-B.
Yeah, I understand that, Miss Kerrigan, but...
So, Mr. Benson, here I am. I throw myself at the mercy of your hospitality.
Well, we're mighty happy to have you here, but I'm not Mr. Benson.
Huh?
I'm Tex Mason, the foreman.
Oh.
Bobby Benson's away from the ranch. He's having his tonsils out.
Oh, the poor man. I must take him some flowers.
Well, he'd probably rather have bubblegum.
Bubblegum?
Yes, and you see, our Mr. Benson's just 12 years old.
12 years... Oh, goodness, just a child.
Well, now, don't you ever let him hear you call him that. It'd spoil a friendship before it ever got started.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry I made such a silly mistake.
But we're mighty glad to have you. And Bobby will be back home in a few days.
Oh, so kind of you. I'll be so happy with you and all your cowboys escorting me over the range.
Where'd be movie actors, O'Donnell?
Now, don't tell me you've fallen for that beautiful blonde, too, Harker.
Oh, me still true to pretty Red Wing. There'll be lots of work to do, Altahano. First norther of season comes soon.
Yeah, that's what's worrying me. We've got to move cattle down to the winter grazing. A lot of drift fences that need repairing. And I'll bet I won't get an honest hour's work a day out of those boys while that girl's around here.
Boys draw straws to see who serenade girl. Windman won.
Well, that's good. Maybe she'll pack up and go back to Hollywood after hearing Windy sing. Now, I can't figure what she came here for anyway. There's something behind this we don't know about.
Car just drive up.
I wonder if anyone put up a sign saying free room and board at the B-Bar B. Everybody welcome.
Want me to see who come?
Oh, I'll go, Harker. Howdy out there. You might as well come on in.
This the B-Bar B?
Sure is. Come on in, get warm.
You be Tex Mason, won't you?
Yes, sir, and I'm right glad to meet someone who knows my right name.
Huh?
Oh, nothing. Mr.
Smith. Warburton Delancey Smith.
Well, Mr. Smith, this is Harker, one of my men.
Oh.
Glad to meet you, chum. Say, I hope you don't mind my barging in like this, but I got lost.
Oh, not at all, not at all. We can put you up for the night. By the way, we've got a distinguished guest here. Kitty Carrigan, the movie star.
Say, she's terrific. Sensational, great actress.
Oh, you know her?
Never met her in my life, but I've seen her in those great soul-wrenching emotional roles she portrays.
Hmm.
She's here at the ranch?
Oh, yeah, she retired early, but you'll be able to meet her in the morning.
Oh, sure, that's mighty nice.
I reckon you're pretty tired after getting lost, Mr. Smith.
Yeah, that's right, I am tired. I got a lot of work to do tomorrow, too.
Work?
Yeah, I'm a writer, you know.
Oh, not a screenwriter.
Oh, no, no. I write articles about the West. That's what I'm doing down here in the Big Bend, learning about the real West.
Well, you sure came to the right place. Yeah, one day we have a movie star and a writer visit us. We're getting mighty popular. Now, come on, Mr. Smith, I'll show you your room.
Underneath that Big Bend moon, your true love is waiting. Underneath the Big Bend moon, his heart's palpitating.
Beautiful, oh, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Romeo ain't around, ma'am. This is Windy Wales.
I know. How could I ever forget you, Windy? Come closer to the window and whisper words of love.
Huh?
Tell me of your lonely heart.
My heart? Doggone, it's jumping all over me insides. Gosh, I don't know what to say. Things is happening too fast for me to figure out. Gee willikers.
It's all been so beautiful. You serenading me in the moonlight, and now... Oh, throw me a kiss, Windy, so that I may put it beneath my pillow and dream upon it.
Wait till I get a stepladder. I'll do better now.
Oh, no, 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 bold man. Just throw it to me. There'll be other nights, you know.
Okay. There. That ought to hold you.
Oh, good night, sweet friend. Good night. Good night.
Gosh, Windy, what is this strange power you have over women? Why, alongside of you, Van Johnson's just an ouch! Doggone it, I walked right into a cactus.
Snapper, when did you get here?
A little while ago. Got here as quick as I could after I got your telegram.
Did I have a time getting by myself long enough to send that wire? Say, this ranch only you picked for my big romance is only 12 years old.
Yeah, I found that out, but don't worry, I'm on a job.
Well, you better be, and get me away from all these moonstruck cowhands.
Look, kid, I'll stay right here and handle everything. Only when you see me in the morning, you don't know me.
Oh, if that were only true.
All right, save the cracks. In the morning, I'll get busy. I'll hire one of the cowboys to rope a mountain lion.
Well, it's gotta be an old one with bad teeth.
Yeah, I know. And I've got an idea about you saving a kid from a rattlesnake.
Huh?
Yeah, and I'll see if I can't contact one of the local bad men to shoot up the ranch so you can save the day. Yeah, there's going to be plenty happening on the B-Bar B.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Ah, don't forget, you're the queen of the cowgirls.
It's the following morning on the B-Bar B, and in response to popular demand, Kitty Carrigan and her incognito press agent, Snapper Smith, are having breakfast with the cowboys. And as you can hear, it's a very gay affair.
Hey, Miss Kitty, can I help you to three or four more eggs?
Here, Miss Carrigan, have another half dozen hotcakes.
Oh, dear, I couldn't eat another bite.
Oh, just try this little side dish of baked beans. They're right tasty.
Well, somebody pass me the sugar.
There it is. You can reach it if you stretch. Miss Carrigan, try just another slice of ham.
Oh, I'll just finish my coffee.
Well, it seems so strange we're on a cattle ranch and yet you use canned milk.
Well, ma'am, our range cows are pretty wild. We can't seem to train them to sit on them little bottles.
Oh, Wendy. And now, who's going to show me around the ranch today?
I got it all planned.
I'll get your horse saddled and go right along with you.
Ma'am, I can show you some mighty beautiful sights.
Miss Kerrigan, you won't mind if I accompany you. I'll bring along my candid camera, of course.
I don't know.
I said I'll have my camera, Miss Kerrigan.
Oh, cameras, cameras. Even out here in the true West, I can't escape them. Very well, Mr. Smith, I'll be glad to pose for a few informal snapshots. Now, I'll just run along, change into riding clothes, and put on some panchromatic makeup.
But, Miss Kerrigan, huh? You didn't say which one of us you wanted to ride with you.
Oh, dear. Well, the first one of you who brings back my horse from the corral, he'll be my escort.
Give me room. Get out of the way. Now,
Will.
Hey,
what is this?
Excuse me.
We got a
horse
jump.
Well, I'll be... It's the first time I ever saw any of those boys in such a hurry to get to work.
Oh, they've just gone to get my horse for me. You're going to ride with me, aren't you, Mr. Mason? I've been counting on that.
Well, ma'am, I'm awfully sorry, but I have work to do today. And so have the boys.
Oh, after all, Mr. Mason, all work and no play.
It leaves the cattle without any hay. That's how we say it down here, ma'am.
Ha ha, clever man. Well, bye-bye. See you later. Tex.
Hey, you! Cowboy!
He went that way.
No. I mean you. You're the one I want to talk to.
Windy Wales is the name.
Windy, how'd you like to make a quick $20?
Well, as long as it don't involve murder or horse stealing, I'm your man. But I'd rather have an autographed picture of Miss Kerrigan.
Well, I'll get you that as a bonus. I need a mountain lion.
Shucks, that'll be easy. Just give me a couple of days and I'll shoot one for you.
I want him alive, but I can't wait 2 days. I need him quick.
That's something else again. Hey, wait a minute. Do you have to have a real, wild, ferocious mountain lion, or will a pet one do?
You mean you people keep those things for pets?
Oh, sure. They get along fine with our tame wolves. Maybe I could borrow Old Toothless.
Old Toothless?
Yeah, he's a mountain lion Jed Jenkins keeps around his place. He ain't got a tooth in his head. Can't eat nothing but oatmeal, and it's got to be well cooked.
Harmless, huh?
It's so harmless, Jed lets him stretch out by the front door so folks can wipe their feet on him on a muddy day.
Sounds just like the lion I need. Hey, get him for me, but keep him hid out, huh?
It's as good as done. Could you let me have a part of that 20 in advance? I'll have to give Jed some money.
Oh, sure. Here's 10, and I'll pay you whatever you have to pay for running the lion, in addition to the 20.
Oh, that's mighty fine of you, mister. I'm on the way.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Hey there, you busy?
For me?
Uh-huh. I need a little help. I'm going to take some pictures for an article I'm doing. Are there any desperate characters around here?
You mean bad men?
Yeah.
Well, haven't been any around for at least a week. But there aren't many empty cells in the Cactus City Jail, I can tell you.
Well, are there any characters who look like desperados?
Say, maybe we could stick a big black mustache on Windy.
No, nothing like that. That'd be phony.
Wait a minute. I know just the man for you. Say, he's really a wild-looking hombre. Big black mustache, sharp black eyes. Yes, sir, he looks wicked. His name is Raymond Candelaria.
Just the man. A Mexican bandit?
No, he's the janitor at the United Church in Cactus City.
Oh. Well, he'll have to do. And I'll pay him well. Can you get him down here for me?
I can do it.
Oh, that's fine. But keep him undercover until I tell you what I want him to do.
Okay, mister. I'll saddle up and lay down for Cactus City right now.
Ah, things are shaping up, Snapper, my boy. Hey, Indian.
Huh?
Geronimo, whatever your name is.
Geronimo be my great-great-uncle. My name, Harker.
Oh. Harker, I need some rattlesnakes.
Yeah. Just walk through brush, not look where you go. You find plenty.
No. I want you to catch some for me. I'll pay you $1 each.
50 rattlesnake be enough?
Yeah. 5 will be plenty.
Okay.
And can you pull their fangs so they'll be harmless?
They're not harmless very long. Grown new fangs fast.
Well, I'll just need them for a little while.
Me get them.
Good. And just keep them for me until I ask for them.
Okay. Me get them now.
Yes, sir. Things are really working out fine.
Hey, Harker, is that Miss Kerrigan got you running errands, too?
Oh, no. Smith man want rattlesnakes. Figure it better me catch them than him try and maybe get bit.
What's he want snakes for?
Not know yet. Maybe when me get them, he find out.
What's going on around here, Harker? Windy has disappeared, and And that looked like Irish just riding off toward Cactus City.
Windman going to borrow mountain lion.
What?
Irish going to get man with big black mustache.
Is everybody local around here?
May not know. But gut feeling it all have something to do with pretty girl up here.
I wouldn't be surprised. But I still can't figure what's up. Arca, she's a right pretty girl, but we've got to get her to leave.
Huh? Why?
She's disrupted the whole ranch. We'll just have to give this young lady a taste of the real Wild West, and that'll send her hopping back to Hollywood in a hurry.
How you do that?
I'll think about it. First, I'd like to find out what this Smith man's going to do with the rattlers.
He want fangs pulled out so they not bite. Oh, yes, and Lion Windman go for his old toothless. He not hurt anybody.
How about the man with the black mustache?
Him be old Ramon Candelaria. Him everybody's friend.
Uh-huh. It adds up. This Smith guy is planning some sort of an act that'll make things look dangerous. Well, we'll just fool him.
Huh?
If they want rattlers and mountain lions, we'll show them the real thing.
Hey. Hey, Mr. Smith. Old Raymond come down with me. He's taking a siesta over in the feed barn.
Fine. Just fine. Here comes Wendy.
I got that toothless cat for you. Had a hard time getting him here, too. Kept wanting to stop and go to sleep. I got him tied up back at the bunkhouse.
Oh, that's great. Just great. Now, listen, fellas. I'm playing a little joke on Miss Kerrigan. Wendy, I want you to take that line up the river trail and turn him loose when you see us coming.
You won't none of you have guns, will you?
Oh, I'll make sure of that. I just want to get some pictures of Miss Kerrigan and the mountain lion.
I see. And then I'll come riding in and rope the lion.
No. Nothing like that. We'll let Miss Kerrigan think she's scared of the way, you see? And in Irish, you get your men, this Raymond, to pretend to hold us up, you see? Have him use an empty gun, of course.
Are you sure nothing will go wrong?
Oh, there's not a chance. I'll just get some great pictures of a famous movie star in unexpected situations.
Okay, then.
Now, let's see. Oh, yeah. I wonder if that Indian was able to catch any rattlers. You fellas seen him?
He's standing right behind you.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Didn't hear you come up.
Here, take bag.
Thanks. Now, did you get any snakes?
Sure, me get them.
Where are they?
They'd be in bag me just give you.
Oh, I see. Hey, here, take them quick, will you?
We don't want them.
Look. What I want you to do is take these up the river trail, you see. You know where the big boulder is, about 3 feet from the trail? I noticed it this morning.
You know.
When you see us coming up the trail this afternoon, just turn the snakes loose. That's all you have to do.
Okay.
All right. Now, if one of you boys can pick out a real gentle horse for me to ride this afternoon, we're all set. Well, I'll see you later.
Well, boys, I heard the whole thing.
Tex!
The fella's just planning a joke, Tex.
But two can play jokes, and I've decided to play one, too. On our Mr. Smith. And at the same time, show Miss Kerrigan the real West. Now, you just keep old Toothless tied back at the bunkhouse, Windy. And Irish, you can tell old Ramon we won't need him. I'll pay him for his time, though.
All right.
And I don't reckon we'll need those snakes, either.
But, Tex!
Just leave everything to me, boys, and you'll be surprised at what happens. We're going to let nature take its course.
It's early afternoon on the B-Bar-B, and Kitty Kerrigan, the screen actress, is on her horse, waiting for Bobby and Tex, who are going to ride out with her along the river trail. Then, mounted on a gentle old nag, Snapper Smith jogs up.
Whoa, steady. Whoa, steady. Hey, stop, will you? Oh, I hate horses.
Well, you'll never take the place of Roy Rogers, that's a sure thing. Going with a Snapper?
What sacrifices I make for my job. Yes, I'm going with you. Sister, you're going to be busier this afternoon than you were in the last reel of Riot on the Range.
Oh, give me the plot, partner.
All right. First, you see some rattlesnakes near that big rock on the trail. You're not afraid of them. You jump off your horse and you beat them to death with your foot.
Hey, wait.
There's nothing to worry about. They've had the fangs pulled.
Oh.
Then next, you'll meet a mountain lion. A toothless mountain lion. You ride your horse right at him, and he's guaranteed the run.
Does the lion know about the guarantee?
And then out of the bushes comes a desperado. He tells you to stick him up. You pull your gun.
What gun?
Oh, yeah, I almost forgot. Here. It's loaded with blanks. You shoot at the desperado, and he runs into the brush, screaming as if wounded.
Yeah.
You've defeated death 3 times in one afternoon, and I'll have pictures of everything. It'll make the front pages of every newspaper in America. Queen of the Cowgirls faces wasteland perils.
Yeah, but what'll Tex be doing all this time?
Tex? You mean he's gone along?
Yeah, at the last moment he found the time.
Oh, fine. It'll probably louse up everything. Well, it's too late to change things because here he comes now.
Hi, Miss Kerrigan.
Hi.
Hey, you going with us, Mr. Smith?
I thought I'd get some pictures to illustrate my story.
Well, that's fine. We all ready, Irish?
We're going up the river trail, aren't we?
Yes, sir. The old river trail where anything can happen. And today it's liable to be anything. Hey, keep close to Mr. Smith, Iris, so you can catch him if he falls off.
All right.
Let's ride. The beautiful West, ma'am. Just look at it.
You certainly can't get away from it.
And the silvery Rio Grande sliding slowly to the sea. A day like this brings out the poet in me.
Tex, are you feeling well?
Oh, me goody-goody.
That's a snake.
I'll take care of that rattler.
Hey, don't get off there, Horace.
Hey, Kitty! Kitty, that's not the one!
Stay away from that snake.
I'll show you how we kill rattlers in Hollywood.
Stand still, ma'am. Don't move.
You shot his head off, Tex. Just as he was about to strike at Miss Kerrigan.
No, ma'am. I want to show you something.
Hey, Tex, be careful picking it up.
He's dead, Irish. Look at these fangs on this rattler, Miss Kerrigan. You see? You'd been an awfully sick girl if we'd hit you with those needles, huh?
Oh, no.
Yes, ma'am. Well, now, what do you say we ride on up the trail? After all, killing a rattler isn't much. How do they do it in Hollywood?
Mr. Smith, I would have words with you.
Something must have went wrong.
Come on, folks. We're wasting precious minutes of a beautiful day. Miss Kerrigan, you seem bothered about something. You're not tired of the wide open spaces already, are you?
I was just thinking how close I was to that rattler.
Oh, well, think nothing of that. Happens all the time to cowboys. Oh, and cowgirls.
I was also thinking I am sort of stupid at times.
Oh, I wouldn't say that either, man. Mr. Smith, how'd you like to get a picture of a real mountain lion?
Huh? Well, I'm going to. I want to.
Oh, just ahead of us, there's a place where they go down to the river to drink. It's a little early to see one, but you never can tell.
That'll be very interesting.
Keep your eyes open, Irish.
All right.
I better put your horses down to a walk.
Oh, good heavens. Did that sound come out of you?
Yes, ma'am. It's just a kind of a call of a lost calf. It ought to interest any mountain lion that might happen to be prowling around.
Tex, look, coming up from the river.
By golly, it is a mountain cat. Whoa, Ginger. Better give him room, folks. We're between him and safety.
Well, you can't scare me, Mr. Mason. Those cats are cowards. Watch him run when I ride into him. Giddy up! Giddy up!
Hey, watch that cat. He'll jump you.
Hey, that's no faultless mountain lion.
He's crouching to spring. You better shoot.
I can't. I'm afraid I'll hit the girl. I'll have to ride in there myself.
Get going, Ginger Cowboy.
He
snapped that lion's neck with his rope. That's what he did. And it takes a good man with a rope and a good horse to do that. Nice work, Tex.
Yeah, that was kind of close in there. You all right, ma'am?
Oh, Tex, you saved my life. That was a real wild lion.
Yeah, he was real wild and real mad, and that's a bad combination. Kind of glad I had a chance to get him. We've been looking for him. He's been getting some of our stock. Well, now, folks, this play-acting has gone far enough.
Play-acting?
What do you mean?
You know, Smith, there's plenty of danger that goes along with our daily job. You don't have to fake it, like the Hollywood press agents.
B-Barbie Ranch has been a presentation of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.